בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, בית אב. So we're going to finish up now, סעיף תקווה, בעזרת השם, the last סעיף. We're going to leave for next week. And then we kind of have to, you know, בעזרת השם, at the beginning of next week, we're going to have to change to a different topic. So the two options on the table now, the most natural thing to do is to go back to Kufyud Bet, which is Pat Akum. Or there has been talk about learning the sugya of Chalav Yisrael versus Chalav Akum, which is Siman Kuftet Vav. So you can...
How long is that
Chalav Yisrael? Chalav Yisrael is a few seifim. It's not even the whole thing. It's not even the whole... it's a very, very interesting and yishmak Siman. Josh happened to ask for that, but I, you know...
what it's we a week long?
Huh? No, it's more. It's about 2 weeks long. So, I mean, it'll be good until the end of this month, until the end of the summer. You can think about it and tell me. You know, we have until next week to decide. Tov. So with regards to Seif Tidvav, let's first see the Gemara real quick. Yeah, it says the Gemara, Ba'om yinei merabi yaseh. Hane ahin eshlik edar ma'eh, mai. If you have, are dates subject to Bishul Akum? Says the Gemara, Chulyeh lativ ailach. Don't ask me about the sweet ones. Devadai sharu. Why they're nechalim kamot shem chayim. Merire lativ ailach, devadai asir. Kitiv ailach, mesi'ah. By the ones that are overly bitter, so it's not nechal chay, and it needs the bishul in order to sweeten it, bevadai, it's asur. The shayla is, you know, the semi. Semi-sweet, yafeh. Yeah, bittersweet. Right, it's nechal, aval al yedei adachak. Yes, so he says, so what's the halacha? So he told him, amar lo, mai tivai lechu? Rabbi Asar, Umanu Levi. He says, what are you asking me a question? My Rebbe said it's Asu. Who's his Rebbe? Levi. Rabbi Asar had actually two Rebbeim, Rabbi Yochanan and Levi. They were both Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Says Rashi, Ahine Tmarim. Huliyeh Latif Ailach, Metukim Badai Sharu. Di'im Mishum Mishulah Avdei Kochavim Ani Nechalim Chayim. Bivadai it's fine. Meririn Nina Nechalim Bishulah Mematekan. Mesi'ae Nechalim Chayim Al Yedei Adachak. Which means it's, you can eat it raw, but it's not so gishmak, you kind of have to you know, shove it down. So, now based on this, comes the Tuna Bet Yosef. No huge chidushim in the Tuna Bet Yosef. The bigger chidushim are going to come in the Nos'e Kelim, which we'll see in a moment. Yes, says the Tuna Tumarim Tukim, Shebishelan, Ovdei Gilulim. Yeah, I guess, I don't know why they would cook it. I guess cooking brings out the sweetness, like drying it, as a, you know, dates don't grow like the dry dates that we have today. They don't grow like that. They grow either, they're different colors. They're black ones, they're yellow ones, they're red ones.
Those are sweet also. When they ripen.
When they ripen, yeah, those are sweet. But I guess this cooking process is kind of like the drying process, and it brings out the natural sweetness of the day. He says, "V'atzmarim yitukim shebishelam avdei gilulim mutarim shenechalim lakol kshen chayim." המרים הרבה שנחלים אלה על ידי האור, ואפילו הבינונים שיש קצת אנשים שאוכלים אותם כשהם חיים, אסורים לפי שנחלים אלה על ידי דח, על ידי דוחק גדול. If you remember yesterday, the poskim did put ביצה and these תמרים, מרים, in the same category. Okay? So just remember that. It says בית יוסף, you bring the סוגיה, fine, just go to the last line, ופירוש רבנו בזה, מדברי הרשב"א ומבואה. טוב, says מרן, תמרים המרים קצת, שאינם נאכלים אלה על ידי הדחק, אם בשלם עובדי כוכבים אסורים. So you already see from Maran, he doesn't get into, you know, very or not so. He says, you know, the criteria is, if it's only נאכל על ידי הדחק, which means that it's not גשמק to eat, so over there, it's already subject to the laws of בישול עקום. Yeah.
Maran holds in the same שיטה that he did with the egg, and that he did with the big fish, that if something only
נאכל
על ידי הדחק, it's not that way, and it's
בישול עקום. Correct.
Why didn't you make out one halakha saying that instead of probably bringing many details going on the shame of the court, say anything that's not a day that's like each one should they go?
Each one's a different sugya.
But they're all the same, follow the same thing.
I don't know. First of all, the tour split it up, and the Shulchan Aruch gets his order in general from the order of the tour. So if the tour already decided to split it up because of different sugya, it's a mistama maran followed su. Achara, zero lo kol kach kashem. Yes, mamu? I don't think so. I mean, in the shach that we, in the taz that we saw yesterday, there was a difference between dachak and dachak gadol, like by bitzah. But over here, it's just a means to say the same thing, that it's nechal al yedei hadachak and dachak gadol, because it's bitter. That's what he's trying to say. So, Zak the Shach, yeah? Okay. Roy, מה כתוב בשער? Thursday. It's almost, we're almost there.
Yeah.
We're over the hump.
Next Thursday.
זה קשה. תשעה באב זה יום קשה לישראל. יום קשה. This is man, Hashem Yerachim. This is man, a person. Everyone has to be very, very careful now. I'm talking to myself. I'm not the safest driver also. But, you know, these times, there's man mu'ad lepur'anut, shalom niftach pe'la satan. Person has to be extra careful in everything he does. There's a gemara, halachan shulchan aruch, that you're not makeh b'ritzu'ah. You're only makeh b'ritzu'ah kala. You're not makeh the tangidim now. Why? Because it's sakana. You don't do anything that... Yeah.
Why don't you do that
right? Anyway, but
one of the
funny
things.
Who?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to be careful of sakana, how we drive, where we go. A lot of people, you know, top 10 questions for the 9 days that I get, at least, at pools and swimming. So again, yesterday, you know how many questions I got yesterday about sof zman achilat basar? Kama sheilot. It's a big deal. I understand that people want to do the right thing, but there's too much emphasis on food. You know what I'm saying? A lot of emphasis on food. But on the other hand, what would Levi Yitzchak say? Leto, Baruch Hashem, they want to do makpidim ba'alacha kala kebachamura. Yafeh meod. So, avak, mikol makom person.
Like, if this is only din minhag,
yeah.
So it's not like you have minhag
or
this, or
anything
like that, but I thought it was more like, since
Am Yisrael
took upon ourselves as a nation, the
minhag,
instead of
minhag Yisrael,
it's more
of a majority. Not every community in Am Yisrael has these minhagim. Temanim have different minhagim, obviously. But a majority of Am Yisrael, this is, you know, Rosh Chodesh is bichlal or lo bichlal. That's another machloket achronim. But it's a minhag that's a very powerful minhag. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person eats meat during these days, and he's not, you know, weak or ill or whatever, poretz gadir yishchenu nachash. It shows a disregard, it shows a zilzul in the Churban Bet HaMikdash. I had a lot of tzar today. I had a lot of tzar. Yeah, some of you might have been here in the morning, you know. Tefillah, our minyan over here, the 8:30 minyan, is a very interesting minyan. Okay, it's a conglomerate of many, many different, a broad spectrum of Am Yisrael. B'nai'nam, Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. You know, and some people, besides for the, you know, the different stripes and colors that Am Yisrael come in, there's also different paces of tefillah. Yesh yotir mahir, yesh yotir le'at, right? Some people slip. There are people today raving, mamash. I came down from being shliach tzibur today. There's rash gadol. Yeah? So what kind of, ma rash gadol? She says, we're floored, we're amazed. It's so amazing, it's a distraction. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you have to flip the pages sometimes, and it's there. How do you know you have a photographic memory? And I ask him, I have to explain, you know, like certain people like that. About, you know, how I daven, whatever. No, not tachanun, about the whole tefillah in general. Wow, photographic memory, you have to turn the pages. He says, how long did it take you? I said, listen, ya Habibi, I felt bad because these were the musagim of these people. If you tell me Shas, tell me photographic memory on Shas. Tell me, you know, talk. I told him it's shtuyot v'avanim. I call shtuyot. I don't have one. But I'm saying, you're telling me about tefillah. I'm doing it since I'm, you know, in kindergarten. If you do something enough, there's a Tosfot in Masechet Ketubot. Tosfot right on the top says that how come, you know, the famous story with Kalba Savu and Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, and when he came back after 24 years, so Kalba Savua felt bad, and he came to him and he says, you know, I disowned my daughter and my son-in-law for my nechassim, and you know, I felt bad. I wanna do atarat nedarim. See, he came to the Rishim, who came to Tan. He didn't know it was Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, the last time he saw him was he was a Ma'aretz shepherd. Yeah, so he says, Rabbi, I want to be matir my nedir. So he says, if you would have known that he would learn Torah, would you make the neder? Says, forget about learning. Even afilu pasuk echad, afilu, you know, even the tiny amount of Talmud Torah would have made the neder. So he told him, mutar lach. A neder is batel. But he told him what? By the way, it's me. Shalom aleichem. Yeah? He told him, I'm your son-in-law. He told him, I'm Rabbi Akiva. It's a wonderful story. But with regards to ilchot nedarim, there's halacha. The Gemara tells us in various places in Masech Nedarim, ein potchin ben nolad. You're not allowed to use a petach of something, right, for instance, something that wasn't around then. Let's say a person made a nedir not to enter a certain shul, a certain house, I'm sorry, and then the house became a shul. So you tell him, would you have known the house would become a shul? Would you have made, that doesn't work. It's called nolad. It was something that was non-existent at the time. If I would have known that it would have been Talmid Chacham, that wasn't existent at the time, right? So Tosfot gives a few answers. One answer in Tosfot is that he asked him if you would have known that he went to learn or that he's starting to learn. He didn't say if you would have been Talmid Chacham. Why? And then says Tosfot, a person who goes, a person who starts to learn, a person who plugs away and is amil b'Torah, chazaka alav, the natural course of action for that is for that person to become a Talmid Chacham. It's not nolad. It's nature. You understand? That's, you know, Baruch Hashem, Shtabach Shemo. You have to pray. It's a churban. What do you think churban is? The churban is galut. Galutam shel Yisrael. What's galut? The Gemara said in yesterday's daf, one of the biggest side effects of the galut is what? Shichachat Torah. Right? You're going to look around. The Gemara brought psukim from the Nabi. People are going to go around asking questions. Lo yodim klum. Who can? The Gemara says, Amru chachamim, right? Sheyeshu chachamim bekem sheyevneh. Amru, atida Torah shetishtachach miYisrael. Who came and saved the day? Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Chas v'shalom shetishtachach Torah miYisrael. Sheneemar, ki lo tishtachach mipi zar'o. And then he brings the other psukim that the chachamim brought. But whatever it is, there's going to be a void of Torah. People are going to be empty, unfortunately. We have to, you know, help fill the void. Aval, umana'ar is de'at Hashem. At least people are going to be mivakshim. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Yishaya. He says, "Vishlachti ra'av ba'aretz, lo ra'av lelechem, lo sava l'mayim, ki im lishmoa et divrei Hashem." Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put a hunger and a thirst in the land for what? To hear the word of Hashem. People want to hear. You tell them things, they think you say, you know, you get up and say a few halachot. They think you're a gaon adol. They say, "Oh, why?" Because they don't have musagim b'Torah Kadosha. Unfortunately, that's part of the galut. Unfortunately, people grew up and people went to places. They don't have exposure. When a person yishtabach shemo. Look at Kadosh Baruch Hu made a yid. When a yid gets exposure to the Torah Kedoshah, what happens? It's like a spark. Every yid has a nitzot inside. All you need, right? Everybody tells you, never light a cigarette in a gas station. Why? Because you could blow up the block. You know what's up. So, aval, yeah? You can blow it up. Why over there? There's fumes, vizeh. One spark, the whole thing can blow up. That's a yid. The yid has a spark inside. The Torah is flammable. That's the unfortunate repercussions of the galut, and that's what we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, 1,953 years already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeh odayim mispik nigmar. Yeah, so. But that's that was our last year. Last year that was our SBM slogan. What was our slogan last year? Say no to amaratzut. Huh? Say no to amaratzut. Lo liyot amaretz. Amaretz is klala. Shem Elohim. It's a nebuch. How do you say nebuch in Farsi? It's mamash, kacha. It's sad. A person, Yishtabach Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us more resources in this door than any other door since Matan Torah. Any language, any sefer, any whatever you want, any rebbe, any topic, everything under the sun, no matter what. You can always get a shiur, you can always get a chavruta. And yet, it doesn't... Baruch Hashem, there's tremendous amounts of Torah in the world, but on the other hand, there's also tremendous amounts of Amaratzut. We have to do what we can to fix that. Yeah? And not with fluff. Yeah, there's a lot of fluff out there. Maspikimzin. Yeah? Unfortunately, one of the detrimental things, I tell people all the time, you know, you have a lot of things, a lot of resources that I just spoke about are wonderful resources. Resources on the internet, and this website, and that website, and you can pull up this shiur and that shiur. That's wonderful when a person doesn't have anything else to do. The cons, that's the pros, obviously. The cons of such things, of such resources, is that it makes people lazy, and it makes people's musagim, it makes people's ideas of Torah Kedoshah, that it's religious junk food. That what? It's always about, let's hear another lecture on inspiration. Must speak inspiration, go learn Torah. Yeah? Inspiration. Zeh odai dachilak, you got inspiration, now do something with it. Lech tilmad, lech tavi chavruta, lech tilmad. Shasu poskim, mishnayot, midrashim, zohar, mashu tilmad. No, let's have another thing on inspiration. You have to fluff it up. Speak, die, dachilak, move on. You know what I'm saying? People get used to that and they think, oh, that's the Torah. What's a Talmid Chacham? A Talmid Chacham is a guy who can spew inspiration. Huh? Zelo. V'ha'emet, Torah is kiem chayenu. Right? You feel very different. You get inspiration. You feel all, you know, fuzzy and you know what, all over the place. But after you learn, after you have a real, you know, you learn with Chavrusa, you have a real Shir Klali, how do you come out from that? You don't feel fuzzy, you feel alive. You understand the difference? Because Zeha Emet. Zeha Emet. So. Tell them, no more real stuff now. Real stuff. Real stuff. You said it. Yeah, the top. No, you can't. No, poppers. Poppers, Mazir, and Nashim, and Chuma. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they go off to there. Anyways, okay, says the Shah. Yeah. Okay, so
which one is it?
Okay, so you know, Roy has a way of actually, you know, just he doesn't fluff up the question. It's just, you know, straight to the jugular. The Shach. So we're getting into fruits and vegetables now, which is a very important topic because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of bishul akum issues that can arise, and I'll tell you a few practical applications soon. But over here he's talking about apples and pears. And what did he say? What did he say first? So in that place, apparently, in the Shach's place, in Krakow, whatever, so they had they used to cook it over there. They, you know, in Europe, they're big into kompot. You know what kompot is?
Yeah.
Like, huh? Compote is like, not a cake. Like a fruit soup. Huh?
No, not a compost.
No, compost is like... No, a compote. It's like a fruit salad, fruit soup that they used to cook. And you make like a... It's a Russian thing too, no? Compote. And it's a big thing. Aval mikol makom, listen to this. Takshiv. So it's a Eastern European thing. So most of the apples and the zachen that they were eating, the apples and the pears and whatever else goes into the compote, is cooked. I, says the Shach. So is it rov cooked or is it rov not cooked? Read the words of the Shach again, and he's midday. Yefe meod. The second time around, the Shach didn't say rov achila is cooked. He said no. In that place, in Krakow, rov achila was not cooked. Rov eikar achilatan. Which means what? When you look at the ikar achila, when you look at the primary eating of any given fruit, it's not in the kompot. At least with apples and with pears. What's the primary achila of apples and pears?
Majority?
Not majority.
What's the primary? What does that mean?
The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it to be. Can you go with the Shach? Lechito.
Apple pie and apple soup?
What came first?
I don't know.
Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created in Gan Eden, in Kula Eitzim.
What did he say?
No.
No one said that.
No, that's Christian. Yish Gemara, Masechet Berachot. 7. Huh? Yeah, it's a shtiyot. Berachot, Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down a 5-way machloket. There's another 2 opinions, one more in the Zohar, one more in the Midrash, Tanhuma, about what it was. Nobody says it was. Either some, it could be chita, also it could have been chita, gefen, etrog, egoz, teena was another one. The Zohar says yain. Yeah, there's a bunch. It's not Christians made up apple.
Ze shelahim.
Huh?
I never meant apple. Apple in Old English just meant fruit.
Oh, so yeah, whatever. Anyway, aval mikol makom. That's what he means. Ikar achilatan when he asks. Even though you're right, you're looking at Rova Olam. Rova Olam doesn't matter. Hare all of the halachot of Olim Ashulcha Melachim and Nechalim Chaim has to do. You saw the Kaf Chaim brings down for many poskim. Akol lefi amakom velefi hazman. So what do you mean Rova Olam? The answer is even if you would ask the, you know, the folks in Krakow, they'd say ikar achila of these things. What the tzochet? Krakow?
So I looked on Google. What fruit did Adam eat in the Bible?
Yeah.
In the Bible, the forbidden fruit in the Garden wasn't an apple. Genesis ascribes the forbidden object with the Hebrew word peri, which is the generic.
What are you reading?
Who is
that Tizahir? It could be, you know.
James Big or great?
Tizahir.
Pomegranate or
not? Okay, yes, kind of shitot, yeah. Anyway, aval mikol makom, rabotai. Mikol makom, ikar achilatam, even in that place, was to be eaten raw. Mazel. Because it's kfira. I'm telling you. Anyway, kitzur, it's good. It's a good filter. There's a filter for tzniut and filter for kfir. So, aval mikol makom. That's the shach. Now the pri chadash brings the shach, and he actually takes it a step further. Shach was a little bit earlier than the pri chadash. You guys see what he says? Why don't you ask Rami? No, the point, Ikar Achilatan, even when they're using it for kompot, even if most of the townspeople are using it for kompot,
the time for kompot if one person
they will apple, tell you Ikar Achilah is to take an apple off the tree, the Yishtof Oto and make Bura Priyaj, but Echol Oto Kacha. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Mabaya. Mabaya. Huh? But that's a kula. But that's a kula. And besides for that, he says you don't even need to come on to that because at the end of the day, it's Ne'echal Chaim. What does Ikar Achilatan mean? When, if... Takshiv Tov, let me explain to you in the Tzurachi Pshuta. When you bring a fresh apple to, you know, the townspeople in Krakow who are making kompots, when you ask him, make a borei priyayitz and eat a raw apple, is he going to eat it on yedei hadachak?
No.
Elama?
That's what it means.
Pashut. Zeh davar pashut. Even if it's cooked, even if it's cooked, still ne'echal chayim shelo on yedei hadachak.
It doesn't matter if you cook it or not.
That's right. And guess what? Even if 100% of Krakow was always cooking them, but since, you know, I'm sure they've eaten once in a while an apple or a pear, and since it's normal, let's say the guy never tasted a raw apple, say, no, no, this is for kompot. He said, look, tishmali, it's good. No, no, no. He says, he eats it for the first time. Is it time? Is
it,
huh?
Try the rice without burning. No, you can't.
Okay. No, that's not, we don't burn rice in my house. Anyway, too. I just spoke to Chacham Aharon. I told him he's Baruch Hashem. He's good. He's good. He misses everybody. Baruch Hashem, but he's in a better place. Anyway,
huh? What's he learning?
So, Bekitzur. So that's with regards to that. We got into another tadik fight also over the phone, but
he's on our side.
Yeah,
but we have posted that tadik.
I told him tadik's not food, and he got upset. Anyway, Bekitzur. So let's see what he said. Hello. Says Pri Chadash, yeah, you can skip the part. Veda, yeah? Roy, Timshich. Veda Shemikba'er. Kaflutot. It's leak. Okay. Who? No, it's not a dain.
That's
scallions. Leak is a fat scallion. Exactly. Yeah. Who?
Eat it.
Why? Why don't you eat it?
Bugs, no.
You have to know how to check. You just separate the layers.
So
there's a stira in the Gemara. I know. Horayot, the Fidbet Amud Aleph, and Kritut Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is a stira, what you're supposed to do with the Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. One Gemara says eat, one Gemara says see. So the Kafachayim says, if you really don't like it, just have it and look at it. That's it. Okay, right there. Huh? Yeah. Okay, by the
way.
Oh. Okay. Now, so apparently, I don't know how many people. I'm not sure if this is still the case. But with regards to leek, most people today don't eat leek chai. Most people eat leek nevushad. Most of them. So that now the big question is going to be, which is still up in the air. Even at the maskana of the Kaf HaChaim is the garlic. That's a big isik. I remember when we were learning Barachot, we had a whole Shir Kalani on it, and somebody brought props. When a Shirazi guy brought pickled garlic. But we're going to talk about it.
That's what it is.
I know.
Really
my
bad.
Mistake was that I touched it.
Smells really bad.
You want to smell from
it? Yeah. Okay, Vaita. Yeah. Ulfizeh Atume. Yeah. Okay, so the Pri Chadash apparently in his times, where the Pri Chadash when he was writing this? So over there, apparently in those times, Ikara Achila, although the Gemara puts Tumi Vekarte together in Daf Lamed Chet, the Gemara puts garlic and leek in the same category, he says, leek, besed, I can deal with that it's eaten raw. By the Shum, he says, no, most people ate it cooked at that time. They didn't, you know, to eat it raw is very harsh. If you want to tone down a garlic, everybody knows that you cook it. Now, we're going to have to see kafachai ma'osim ayom.
He says, no one
is zero. Apparently, maybe it wasn't.
Like
people do it all. People garnish things with, huh?
A raw garlic?
It doesn't say that you have to take a whole, you know, clove of garlic and start doing it.
It's not fun. It's not.
No, or. No, no, like, if you cut it up, you can put it on top of a salad or.
Huh?
But it's still very sharp. Yeah? So, and now he's going to talk about, what about the alifit, yeah? Turnips or beets. That lifit, turnips are very harsh. And by the way, today, so this is really a big nafkamina ledina, what the Prichadash is saying over here, with regards to beets. Now, you know that turnips and beets are the same family. Turnips are just white, and beets, in Hebrew it's called selek, is just a red turnip. That's really all it is. Now, most of the time, beets are eaten cooked. I have seen salads of grated beets that are raw, but that is the me'uta de me'uta. Raw people eat beets only cooked. And therefore, lehalacha ul ma'aseh, based on the Sprich Hadash, and the Kaf Chaim brings them down the halacha, is that beets would be subject to bishul akum. Therefore, there are certain pre-cooked beets. Sometimes you go to the supermarket, you see even Heimish companies, you see Geffen and whatever, I don't like to say names, but there's hashgachot on it. You have to find out who turned on the fire over there. Because...
They don't hold it?
I'm not sure. I don't know what they hold.
Is there any question
that
say not?
I don't know. But you have to... Maybe they say it's not Olei Shulchan Melachim. But I think it is. I think beets are Olei Shulchan Melachim. Huh? Beets? Beet salad? It's not like something...
So I still don't thought, how do we determine something that Olei Shulchan Melachim or not?
So I thought, Olei Shulchan Melachim are things that they would serve at a presidential / state / fancy affair. That's something. Why? Why not? Hello? Okay. Yeah, why not? What's the big deal? What's wrong with... Again, there's certain... Like hot dogs, maybe not. But like beets. Yeah, why not? So you have to ask, that those beets, based on this prichadash, and based on the Kaf Chaim, who brings them down the halacha, those pre-cooked beets, if at least... Now again, you want to tell me it's lechatchila ledat maran, those pre-cooked beets from the Haimisha companies? No, they are. Because, huh? Vaday not. Because at most, what are you coming on to? The safek sfeka. Right, Bet Israel, because it's under their company, and the Mashgiach turned on the fire, Nagid. But if you find out, I remember I was sitting in the Bet Torah in Israel, and they had the same thing in Israel, and it was Mamash, I don't know what they were so mechon, and there was Bishul Akum Mamash. There was Bishul Akum, and the Jew wasn't even turning on the fire, so you have to be careful. Even if it has Ashgacha Ve'akol, if La Halacha, it's problematic in terms of Bishul Akum, Asu Lechol
Etze. Yo,
true. Not so gishman. I'm still very, very incredulous to join it as a sefek sfeka d'ran.
Why?
Because Maran Zichron Lechan never did. He knew it. He brought in the tshuva, and he didn't use it.
Did it?
Huh? Any other? You want to join it as sefek sfeka? Harashut biyadecha. Ani lo yagid lecha. By the way, the ran is the ayichida. No other rishonim won't like the ran on that thing of nishtana nida. Okay.
So is there
Rabbeinu
Avraham?
True. No, Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yerucham. There's a few. Anyway, Tov. That's with regards to that. Tamshich v'chein pasak hamchaber b'orachayim d'chshoch lochayim v'varech alim shakol v'im ken yesh bo mishum shul egoim v'ze pashut. Now, we're going to go through now an adventure of the Kaf HaChaim. What we do see the Prichadash introducing to us, which is not really him, since when do we connect or do we make the laws of Bishul Akum contingent on the laws of Brachot? Where do we find that? Remember, we saw Tosfot on earlier in the Lamed Hei Amud Bet, the Balam Tosfot. By Shechad. Remember, Tosfot said over there that was the sugya of beer of goyim. So the Gemara over there said that there's no problem with bishul akum. Don't think it's bishul akum. Why not? He says a few different things. But he says, at the end of the day, even, first of all, it's only mine, right? There's no barley left, A. And B, yeah, even if there was barley left, what's the ikar? What bracha do you make on it? Sheakon. Since sheakon, there's no bishul akum. So you already see this idea from Rishonim that you can make the, you can interconnect the dinim of brachot and the dinim of bishul akum. That's a big thing. So the Pri Chadash actually rides on that over here with regards to Tumei Bekarte, with regards to Lefet. Yeah? So it says the Kaf Chaim brings down the Shach Lalacha. He brings down the... Yeah. Oh, if you look at Pedalit for a second, Umiu, at the end of Kaf Chaim by us, in Yoredea Ot Pedalit, Umiu, Otam Tepuchim She'enam Ruim Na'achila Afilu Al-Yedei Adachak Mechamat Rov Charifutam, Eat Beum Mishum Shule Goyim. The Pritoar that the Kaf Chaim is quoting says that there are certain apples, and I noticed this also, it's very common in Persian cuisine, they're tiny apples sometimes, or tiny grapes that are really, really sour and acidic, and they're good only for cooking. Those fruits are subject to Bishul Akum. Because even if, no, I eat it, whatever, Shirazis eat it. Machpat li maimusim. The point is that what, for most people, it's Ne'echal al yedei adacha. Eat it, face scrunches up because it's sour. So over there, those kind of fruits, although it's a fruit, don't get the mistaken notion that all fruits and all vegetables don't have a problem of Bishul Akum because it's Ne'echalim Chaim. No, it's got to be Ne'echalim Chaim Shelo al yedei adacha. So therefore, by those, there's a name for that in Persian. They have never fresh. Tiny grapes. And grapes. You know what I'm talking about? Sour apples and also a little sour grape. Now I'm talking things that are meant specifically for cooking.
They put it in some porridge.
So over there, that is mamash. That's this pritor that the Kaf Chaim is bringing down. That it's shayach bo bishul akum. Now, let's see the next thing. Because people...
Most people don't eat
lime. Juice.
Lemon juice.
Every week of pizza pie is a lime.
I've seen a lot of it.
I mean, look, no problem. Look at the next Kaf Chaim that he brings down over here. He says like this. Ru'a din le'egozim ktanim she'osim mirkachat ve'limones ve'naranchas ktanim she'osim en mirkachat yesh ba'em mishum shule goyim v'chen katab sefer korban aron kisei Eliyahu v'tzedek. He's saying, if it's a really tiny, they had tiny citrus fruits like lemons, limes, naranchas. What's naranja in Spanish? Oranges. So if when citrus fruits aren't ripe yet and they're really small, they're really, really sour. So even, you know, sometimes, not many people do, but sometimes, you know, on a drink or whatever it is, on a beer or a drink, sometimes they garnish it with like a sliver of a lemon or a lime, whatever. Sometimes people are, you know, people eat it. Maybe it's not the most kishmak. There's machloket over there. Huh? Not to bite into, but to kind of...
Not to the skin, not the rind.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
The
old Persian, most people don't do that.
Yosef Magarefta told me that
Persians are a different stuff. Yeah. Most of the world.
Okay, literally, a kol adam
achara. You know Yosef Magarefta? He bit. I saw him make a haetz. I told him.
And
bite into a lemon. No, that ze bishvilam. I don't know, but
literally, I've done it.
No, not the peel, the fruit. Basar. Now, based on this, Rabotai, if you make like a jelly out of fruits that are very bad, or very sour, very, you know, too acidic, so he says that would be Sheikh Labishun Akum. After Sukkot, a lot of people have the minhag to gather the itrogim and make a jelly. And itrog is not Ne'echal Kon Shulchai. You have to cook it and sugar it and whatever. If a goy, you would give a goy the itrogim, under your supervision, of course, to make you etrog jelly, there will be a problem, according to this, of bishul akum, of imamashze. That is this. That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Do you have to cook jelly to make it?
What do you mean?
When you make jelly, do you have to...
Usually... Usually you cook it in a pot, and what happens... What's a jelly? Jelly is a lot of clumped together sugar. There's a lot of sugar, and you dehydrate all the liquid over there, so it becomes like a mush. That's what a jelly is. Yeah? Yeah, jelly's not healthy also. Even the low sugar ones, only ma'at mil. Yeah, the Rambam wouldn't like it too much. So, the Rambam wouldn't like processed white sugar either. That's the Rambam would freak out from our diets. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah?
What would he say about, like,
זה...
Which John 3
AM?
Huh? Ooh. You would say you have to stay up all night learning.
You would cry for me. Cry for me.
Some of these hours, no. Or if he sleeps during the day, he's awake all night.
Like an owl. He's an owl.
I know.
He's a nocturnal being.
They're Kubalin.
Or a person who works the night shift.
They wake up at midnight, they learn all day, and then they go to sleep after Shabbat or whatever. So they want to eat before the tefillah, like 3 hours before. Yes,
3
a.m. Their sleeping is at 10 a.m.
Oh, I'm saying a little...
That's fine.
It's not a suit. It'll, even there, you know, in Friday nights in Addis, you know, in Addis, in Bet HaKnesset Addis.
Bakashot.
Right? There's Bakashot. So they give, you know, when you go to Bakashot on Friday night, it's, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. They go until 7.
Yeah,
so you have to be real Gibur Chaim. No. Maran Zichrono Levracha would make, you would go to Bakashot. Bedavka. You'd go to Bakashot, him, Chacham Tzion used to go, they used to, all Chachmei Sfarad, they were in Yerushalayim, they would make a thing of going to
every
Bakashot.
Every week or?
I don't know, every week, but they would, and he didn't look at it, Maran Zichrono Levracha discussed it, and he said, En bezeh mishum tum Torah. Why? Because that's part of Onik Shabbat, that's part of the Minhagim, that's part of Shevach Ve'odah LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of, that's why all of the, you ever notice why Chachmei Sfarad, they're all, unlike Chachmei Ashkenaz, Chachmei Sfarad, they're very fluent in you know, songs and bakashot. Some Chachmei Ashkenaz are also. But you see by the Chachmei Sfarad, they're all chazanim, they're all, you know, Korim Batorah, Maran Zichron Levracha was a fantastic, a magnificent chazan. Chacham Tzion, also chazan b'chesed anyon. All of the, you know, and not to even speak about the Moroccan Gdolim. Also, in their music and liturgy, they're also very, very big. Why? Because that was a very big thing in Sephardic culture, to push these things. Bivadai. I tell people all the time, you have to push your kids when they're ketanim, already start, put them up for maftir, v'zeh, teach him. Why? Chanuch nana rapid leko, gam ki eskin ve'asur mimena. When he gets older, he'll be able to read, he'll be able to, you know, he'll be able to have confidence. You have these kids sometimes, they go for the bar mitzvah, bekoshi, he breaks his teeth, and then he'll never read again. Ma'asinu. You have to give him tools. It's not just about the memorization. A person has to go up there. Hashem Yisrael, a person who's able to read every few weeks, it's a wonderful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing for a person. In order to understand the Gemara, you need to have a firm grip of Torah Shebichtav. You need to know how to read the Torah Shebichtav. You know how to. You need to know the Ta'amim. That was always a big thing. You see, and there's older videos of Maran Zichron Levracha and Chacham Tzion sitting down. Instead, random times for Askarot and stuff, they start singing Bakashot. Without Sfarim, without Klum. They know everything by heart. Why? Because as kids, that's how they grew up. V'ze lo bitul Torah.
They also don't know where
not even them, but they encourage other people to go. There's a lakol zeman va'it. It's not if a person has kavanah l'shem shamayim lichvod onik Shabbat, v'lichvod, you know, if you've ever been to Addis or to Musayov or Borukhov or wherever they have bakashot, it's very interesting how they do it also. There's teams. You know that? They line up, there's two sides of the Bet Knesset, and you line up people over here. What they do is, always the front row, the front line, is the top tier chazanim. That's the way it works. On both ends, top tier chazanim, and then talmidehem, talmideh, talmidehem, atzof kol adorot. That's the way it works. Every row, going back, and then there's somebody, there's like a conductor in the middle, and then there's a competition. Huh? No, like this. Kacha. No, not a tish. And then there's somebody who sits in the middle, and they go back and forth, trying to outdo each other. In the PU team, is it? Zeh yafeh me'od. Zeh shirot v'tishbachot. Maran Zichrono Levracha went to Addis many times. Huh? It's an experience. Only Friday nights. Yeah. So, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Bet HaKnesset Addis, it's in Nachlaot, right? Mamash right next to the Shuk. Right next to the Shuk in Shkunat Nachlaot. Musaif is in Bet Yisrael. It's right next to Or HaChaim. Yeshivas Or HaChaim? Right, also, a few blocks away from the Mir. Yeah. So, I mean, that's called Beis Yisrael, but Musaif also has it. The big, big famous one is Addis. Moshe Chabusha comes to Musaif every few weeks, whatever. He lives right down the block. But you know, that's the older Sephardi thing. You don't have to, a person thinks, no, I have to learn Torah all the time. I can't prepare for Parashat HaShavua. Lama? That's going to help you. Bitulah zoi kiyumah. Ze Torah.
What
bitulah? Huh? No, I can learn Be'ayun. I once heard a person say, you shouldn't, he says, you shouldn't do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. It's a waste of time. You should learn Gemara B'Ingil. I say, you're kofer. I'm not telling you kofer. What Torah are you learning? Gemara Meforeshet Katu. It's a Chiyu. The Rambam brings it down. Chiyuv Ba'alacha. Shukhan Aruch. Eze Siman Shukhan Aruch? Resh Pehe. ההלכה מפורשת, חייב אדם להשלים פרשיותיו עם הציבור, שכל המשלים פרשיותיו עם הציבור מאריכין לו ימיו שנותיו, כתוב. נא, אבל, נא, חייט, נא. Anyway, בקיצור, טוב, so that's with regards to that. Look at the כפחה עם פיבה, רואי, תקרא מה אומר. You always start these rants. No. Tishan, Tishan. Correct, to a certain degree, yes. There's certain subjective parts of Onik Shabbat and there's certain objective parts of Onik Shabbat.
If it's subjective, then it depends on how the person enjoys Shabbat that's based on the halakhah, right?
Correct.
So something's not mefurash against halakhah.
Yeah.
Can be done, it cannot be done, or based on the machloke, let's say, but someone's most enjoyable feeling in the
Ledugma.
Going in the pool on Shabbat.
No. Pool in certain situations.
You can find out ways to find things.
Nachon. No, as much as
that. Someone's dream every week to go into the pool.
Pool, if it has a rim and you're wearing a bathing suit that's not in bosechita, you know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the world. There's ways to do it.
So not only
that,
but
why?
Is it
mitzvah
deoraita,
friend? No, oh, it doesn't work like that. Mitzvah deoraita is how the, like the, first of all, it's a machloket, but let's say like the Rambam, like the Chatam Sofer understands the Rambam, not like Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, that's Midibra Sofrim, big machloket Shulim, I'm sure you know. No, the Rambam says deoraita. The Rambam doesn't say Firush, but the Chatam Sofer, most people understand the Rambam of deoraita. Aval mikol makom, in the confines, you know, ma'achal u'mashkeh, ksut nekiyah, these kinds of things, that's the deoraita. What the Gemara puts down, you can't just say, you know, I like, you know, leave the no, it's Zay Surim, but I'm saying leaving the air conditioner on. I enjoy air conditioner for me is Marion Amaba. Yes, I'm sitting in the air conditioner, I'm doing mitzvah deoraita. No, but kacha. No, but maybe you're making your Shabbat more enjoyable, but the mitzvah of Onik Shabbat is ma'achal u'mashkeh and the other things the Gemara says. Tov, bo nireh, peva, tikra.
אין ספק שהטובי לקרתי רובה דאמה אין אוכלים אותם חיים וקרתי אותם על ידי בישור וצריך
להיות. That was the prichadash already, who said in his times, nobody eats garlic roll. זוק את הכף חיים, נראה?
כי הוא כבר קצב לך בימים, זה הכל לפי המקום והזמן, מקומנו רובה לרובה אוכלים הקרתי בישור חי, והטובי מעט מעט שאוכלים אותם בישור חי, ואם כן, הכל לפי המקום והזמן.
So he's saying, in Yerushalayim at the time, I mean, apparently he wrote this in Yerushalayim, the Kavchaim. So in Yerushalayim at the time, most people ate leek raw, and only very, you know, few people ate the garlic raw. So he says, "Akol lefi hamakom v'hazman," and then he sends you to Siman Resh Hey, where he talks about Hilchot Brachot. Now, just to give you a very quick background of what the Gemara in Masechet Brachot of Lamed Chet is talking about with regards to the bracha on vegetables. So the Gemara says there are two kinds of vegetables. Well, there are actually three kinds. Yeah, the Gemara says there's ne'echalim chayim, there's ne'echalim mevushalim, and then there is ones that are eaten both, but one is better than the other. So now the Gemara says, how do you determine what bracha to do on that middle thing? That you can eat really both of them, but it's better one way than the other. Says the Gemara, you make a adama on the way that it's better, it's more gishmak, and the way that it's not as good, you make a sheakon. Okay? What's some examples? The Gemara, the Shulchan brings down, let's say, pumpkins. Yeah, you can eat a pumpkin raw, you know, it's doable. You could, but when you cook it, obviously it's much more gishmak. A beet is another example, yeah? Beets are much better eaten cooked. You make adama. If you eat a beet raw, or you eat a beet, you know, a shredded beet salad, whatever it is that it's raw, over there you make shakon yabit varam zeshum safek. Then, there are vegetables that they're better when...
things that are eaten all day, dachat raw?
Yeah.
What is the carrots? Carrots are good raw, good cooked.
Yeah, so if it's equal both, then you make adama, like a carrot. A carrot's good... Both ways. But there are certain ones that are better. Now, what are the Shulchan Aruch? Interesting, what's the Shulchan Aruch's example for vegetables that are better raw and worse cooked?
Leek and garlic.
Oh, leek and garlic.
Or it,
different girsah. It's machloket shonim about the girsah. Tikram omer. Yeah, it says kafachayim or tet. Tet. Does that, if everybody have one? Kafachayim or tet?
Send to the channel.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so the Shulchan went with the Tosfot that be'emet it's better raw, unlike the Pri Chadash.
And the Abba Pasak,
Oh, the Bach went with the Safek Brachot approach, and he said what? Both cooked, and because it's a machloket both ways. So he says, make shakol all the time, whether it's raw or cooked. Weiter. Apparently they used to age onions and garlic. And as it ages and hardens up, it gets very sharp. So when it's still young, when it's still, you know, relatively fresh, so it's still not as sharp and you're able to eat it without bread or without a chaser, then what? Adama. Aval, yeah? Okay. So the Kaf HaChaim is saying an interesting chinuk. Unlike the Taz, he says in Yerushalayim at the time, even fresh, which means not aged, garlic and onions, nobody really ate. When was the last time you saw a person eating onions straight up? Huh? Yeah, so I think nowadays this is a big nafkamina. You know, some places, you go, you want to put on your sandwich, they have a container of sautéed onions. Who sautéed it? Fried onions. Fried onions. Does an onion have bishul akum? That's the shayla. Is it ne'echal chai? I think in today's day and age, based on what the Kaf HaChaim is saying today, plenty of people, I think, you know, even not with bread, plenty of people eat in salads and in other foods, whatever. I think, especially on kebabs and stuff, Persians are, you know, I've seen in Kobe they do it. They like load onions on kebabs, whatever. And raw onions. Yesh bezeh, it's much more common, the raw onions. I think there is machloket. Rav Belsky, alav shalom, would only make, he would not make adama on onions. The only adama he would make on onions is the onions from the herring. Why? Because it's pickled, and therefore it's adama according to everybody. But nowadays, la halacha, I believe that there is no bishul akum by onions because it's common enough to be considered. Oh, you're holding your breath, huh? Anyway, kitzur. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No, the, what, again?
Where would the shayla even come up?
Where you don't have a suffix for coming in?
Yeah. When is it ever going to be a case
of Chinese restaurant?
You have a Chinese restaurant, you're having sauteed onions? You've ever had that before?
Well, I mean, again, we're talking about the klalin, yeah? Let's learn the formula, and then you can insert it. But I think ladina, but now the shayla is, we're going to finish the Kaf HaChaim in a second, but garlic is going to be a very, very big issue. What do you say? Yeah, if it was cooked together. You just have to scrape it off, then it'll be mutar. Because it's not bulea. Yeah. 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 Okay. Tamshik. Yeah. Oh, even on onions and garlic, what does he say? Shakol. According to the Kaf HaChaim la'alacha, raw onions is like raw garlic, and you make shakol on it, even if it's fresh. Yeah? I don't think that would be the din today, because... Huh?
Fresh would be shakol.
Cooked is better, yeah.
But
I don't think today. I would say today. I would venture to say that most people consider fresh onions better than fried onions. No, Lo da. Or at least equal. At least equal. And even if it's equal, ma'osim shneim adama. Okay, say it. Okay, go ahead.
What if you only eat fresh onions? Me personally, I don't have fresh onions.
Yeah, is it? Something
it's not subjective. It goes lefi amakom ve'azman. People. Okay, right there. Says the Kaf HaChaim, what's the bracha on aged garlic or onions? No bracha. Why? Because it's too sharp. It's already like, it's like a... In bez bracha. It's like tzah. You know what I'm saying?
The Ra'avad that we saw in the Tosfot, is that mamash has to be in a Jewish-owned building or home, or can it be that the building itself, that the food is named Leisten is owned by a non-Jew. Let's say it's like a carp or something, that, and the Jews cooking the food, or the non-Jews cooking the food in the Jewish carp.
Listen.
That's also the way.
Yeah. And because
I own this carp on Manhattan that the Spanish guys cooked
me. Huh? The Jew owns the hot plate.
He owns the heat source. That's
yeah.
No.
It's got to be an establishment or a house. It's a big stretch. Okay, tov, tov. Tamshich. Yeah, aval, kshem mevushalim. Oh, when it's cooked, cooked garlic. Over there you would make shakol, especially nowadays, when cooked garlic is considered a shtickle inferior to raw garlic. Yeah? Okay, go ahead. If you just cook garlic and water, it's
oil garlic.
See, yeah, it's not so gishmak, yeah, right
there.
Oh, when you cook it with meat, it gets the garlic gets its flavor from the meat. What's that? Why? So that's not considered ashbacha. That's not considered ashbacha from the mind. That's from the ta'am and the shuman of the basar. Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Aval ha-betzalim, go ahead. Oh, says, but for onions, it gets even better when you cook it. So over there, you would make adama. So therefore, la'alachal ma'asir rabotai, with regards to brachot, and with regards to bishul akum, let's just end it here. With regards to garlic, la'alacha, whether raw or cooked, you would make she'akol because of the safek brachot. Pickled, you would make ha'adama, aliba de kule'ano, according to everybody. Now, with regards to bishul akum, as a result of that, and especially because most people don't eat it raw nowadays, okay, it's used either in cooked foods or as a... by the way, you have to check garlic too.
What?
What?
No.
What?
How do you check garlic?
Mites. You have to... Hello, peel
mites?
It.
There's a mites?
Mites. M-I-T-E-S. You have to peel it. You have to peel the outside and wash it well. You cannot use unpeeled garlic in any cooked food. That's so. You have to peel it first. I know it loses some... Sometimes people like to take like a whole head and like put it somewhere.
You wrap it and roast it on grill.
Is that?
Huh?
You have roasted bugs.
Can't check it after?
When they're roasted? No, you have to peel it first. You peel it first and then you... and you either check it visually and wash it under a small stream. Lo sim kacha. Yeah.
Buy unpeeled garlic already and wash it after, or you have to buy. You buy peeled garlic.
You can. Yeah, I mean, peeled garlic has another problem. You just have to make sure that it has a piece of the stem or whatever, so it's not linat lilas. It's not left overnight. Yeah, and then wash it. Yeah. Now, rabotai. So that's with regards to that. With regards to onions, la halacha, raw onions, night.
What was it with? I don't know.
Bishul akum will there nowadays. There will be bishul akum subject to garlic, just like with beets. The same thing with what do you call those leeks? Most people eat it cooked today. Nowadays, most people or tons of people eat it raw on all sorts of different dishes, and therefore onions would not be shayach lebishul akum birkatan bori pri adama. And if they are sautéed or fried onions, meikar hadin en beze nowadays mishum bishul akum. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll have a regular Friday Shir Klali, something about Tisha B'Av, so keep it posted. Kol tov, Rabotai. Kol tov.